accept that we lead a man-devoured life with a certain heart.
Yeah, they say they recorded different types of living symptoms in plants and whatever. They see how plants react to different stimulus. And there was the experiment that they actually react out of fear. They show symptoms of fear.
All or not.
Well, they said that the human beings haven't got a soul, so what to speak of the animals and the plants?
What do they mean, they call?
They don't mean anything. They think it's all just chemical reactions. But nowadays they're doing more research into things like telepathy and what they call ESP, extrasensory perception, rather than just put it down to basic chemical reactions. That they're thinking that there's something on a more subtle platform. It's what they call ESP, extrasensory perception. Something that you can't see, but it's still there, the influence of the mind over material objects.
So the material objects are just like automobiles, dead. They can't move without the influence of the spirit soul. So the human being or the trees or the jivas, we're seeing that the body is moving, so many things are taking place. How is it that in the universe, when this young yogi movement,
they must destroy it. Similarly, this material combination, food material combination, everybody without oversight, this new, there is no action. Planets can go deep down.
Underneath the water?
Yes.
He said that the different living entities and lower forms of life, they retain those lower forms of life due to their work in the human form?
Again, commits criminality, then again he puts into this jail. Like, I must die in freedom. Now make your choice. But if you misuse it, then again, Mama Prasko, Milot Santi, Mitsu Santara. for all types of projects. But these beings that not make this chance.
You feel this
like animals. And again, we got this chance. Process is go back to home, back to Godhead, eternal life, peacefulness. Another prophecy is actually a perfected and defined species. So, this human part of mind is to make choice. It is hard to continue the cycle of birth and death and different species of life. Or you have to go back to home country. You know, we don't keep on. It's not our time. Then you go back to home. This is our life. I'm not too far now. Yes. They're going to teach. Some peace by nature's way. Peace to the plants, the insects, in this way. The birds, then peace, even humanity. Again, another point. In this wisdom. Rona Dharmalavan said, similarly, after many, many births, when it comes to his senses, Parangat, very much. Now let me go away. Bhakti Devi, Mahakrabhutta, Krishna said, take it. Now Mahatma fullness, this Mahatma great soul, will accept that Krishna is everything. It is very, very rarely found. Krishna Ram says, after many, many millions.
One takes the spiritual life. Is it the result of material exhaustion, or is it simply the Guru's mercy on him and nothing else?
Boy, if one is called Sadhan Siddhi, one is called Sipati. What is your purpose?
If when one comes to spiritual life, is he coming because of material exhaustion, so much pain in the material world, so therefore he is searching?
Voluntary.
Voluntary.
Yes. When one is actually in service, then he comes to no, I have enjoyed. No, I don't want. Now I want to try.
But is it the Guru?
Voluntary.
Does the Guru give him that sense?
Yes. Guru is traveling all over the world. Take this sense. If one is fortunate, he can take.
Those persons who are atheistic, they say that God is created out of a necessity. That people have a necessity to have a father image. So therefore, they create religion. This is their basic philosophy, that man creates his own religion. He creates it out of necessity. He needs a father image. So therefore, he creates the idea of God.
Is this? What is that?
No, they feel that we have created. Man has created the idea of God out of
selfish insecurity. He feels that the atheists are saying that man needs God, although there's no God. They're insecure in this world.
What is God?
It's well, basically that it's an idea. God is an idea.
And why this idea? Explain. What was this idea? Why this idea is necessary?
Basically, I think because in the Western countries there's no conception of God.
Those have no conception, that is another thing. But those who talk of God, there is God or there is no God, what is the conception of that? Why do they say there is no God? Why do they say there is God? That somebody accepts there is God, somebody doesn't accept. There are only two causes.
The basic principle is that God is there, so you either accept or reject it.
Doubtful, or one is convinced. The God is there. One is doubtful, he says, no, there is no God. My question is, why is the question of God there?
The general consensus is that when one is in need of God, then they accept God. They don't think that out of knowledge.
But I'm asking, what is the concept? Why they need? Why they do not need?
What?
It's like food. There is some idea that food is like this. Then the question of food. If there is no need of food, then why is it food?
Just like a child wants to be protected by the parent. There's that thinking that, so therefore, people are feeling they want to be protected by God.
But there is necessity of
the child is always seeking the protection
like
the
child,
of the parents.
There is necessity of the parents. And parent is there. Similarly, if you feel necessity of God, God is there. Feeling the necessity of parents, the parents are there. Similarly, if you feel necessity of God, then God is there.
They say that because people are feeling this necessity, it is a crush.
You know, necessity means very, and that's why I don't feel hungry. There is necessity of food. Food is there. The necessity of life, the sun is there.
In order to conceive of something, a thing must be there.
There is no constant necessity. You require it. It's like when you are hungry, you require food. Food is there. The eye is on to see. Therefore, the object of seeing is there. The hand wants to touch. The object of touching is there. The nose wants to smell. The object of smell is there. So as soon as you feel necessity, the thing is there.
And it's there even if you don't feel the necessity.
Huh?
It's there even if you don't feel the necessity.
Sure. That is another position. But suppose as soon as you feel necessity, the object is there.
That the necessity should not be God, but that it should be transferred to man.
I'm not talking of God. I say as soon as you feel necessity, the object is there.
That necessity is our mistake. That is our insecurity.
That is mistake when you are still that stuff. This thing is committed by arresting. When you're arresting, then don't talk, stop up. Who is going to hear arresting? Don't send my head here. Feeling hungry, there is no necessity of food.
There is.
Who is that rascal? He is no, there is no necessity. He's feeling hungry. He wants to eat something. And if he says, no, there is no necessity of food, that is not rascal. I can say, now you are feeling the necessity of food, but that is my mistake. Is that answer?
You're feeling that some people have the necessity for God, but actually...
Why? That is the question of why some people have. That means some people intelligent, some people less so. Less so. This is that.
Answer me why that some people are feeling a necessity for God. That is the question to answer.
That is the surprise between rascal and intelligence. That is how I learned when the rascals were living, they did not feel the necessity of skyscraper. When intelligent Americans came, they feel that is it. Is that all right?
Yes, all right.
He is the mother of inventors, that is in his power, is it not? So unless you feel necessity, you are at it.
Now we're taking out the other matter.
That matter. It has no necessity. That is that matter. And as soon as you have got life, there is necessity. Without feeling our necessity means doubtless. Just like this. How are you? Original. This is not me. The necessity of this skyscraper, motor car, as you see. But when it was inhabited by the Americans, there is a difference between advance and not advance.
Does one say that necessity for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending is animal life? Necessity for God is advanced life?
Necessity means more you become advanced, the more less. Necessity is the mother of invention. Advanced means manufacturing several things. There is no necessity of power. But people are advanced, they're inventing. Now, comfortably we shall do. So necessity means advanced life. No necessity means dull life. Yes.
The atheists feel that they put necessity on the wrong object.
Now, that means that aspect. If there is no necessity, that means dull life. Dull life. The bad man is saying there is no necessity of clothing. I can remain naked. And actually he remains. He's a madman. And a sensible man, he looks at the nice dress, a striped dress. So this is the difference between intelligent and dull. Dull has no mess. Intelligent has no mess.
He has necessity for God.
Yeah. As you said, Manakalam Sahasrishu, out of millions and millions of people, one has the best in purpose. Yes, man. There is eating necessity is television. Okay, I thought, advance. What is the use of television? There is no use. But this is advanced civilization.
In relative terms?
Yeah. Unless there is necessity, what is advanced?
Because
it doesn't matter. Deidam nāsati yadat aprāyana. The dull matter is inferior. And the other prakriti, aprāyana isastu vidhime prakriti para ego to mahāvā, the lineage, ever nature. Dull matter is not this. More what is dull, his necessity is less. So,
they argue that they're like in India where there was no great material for that.
Who shall judge the quality of it? That is another. But our necessity. Man, quality.
Yeah.
one who has to understand, the one who has no necessity, he's in the lower status. One who has got necessity is in the higher status.
Yeah.
And higher, who is the higher status? Finally, necessity is Krishna.
Yeah.
Without Govinda, I am feeling everything. That makes it fine.
Is this the Anamoya, Panamoya, Manamoya? But then
there are so many stages. The year is the high stage. Govinda Pirai. You write on the Nishena. For want of Govinda, I am thinking one moment as well. You write on the Nishena. Chakshusha Pramsai. I am crying like torrents of rain from my eyes. This is the high necessity. This is also necessary. You write on the Nishena, Chakshusha Pramsai. Sunna Idam Yagasarma. I don't see it. Everything is with that. And that we have experienced. If somebody whom you love very much, he died, you think, I don't want him. What is that? I have no necessity. This is also necessity. We have to see possible necessity, then quality of necessity. This is not. There is no necessity in this life. Clearly, when there is no necessity of God, then this is Luis Tejam, not Adama.
Yes,
man. At least, rest of the mankind. If he does not feel the necessity of God, that is rest of it. Necessity has taken out two lives of an incident, just as our God. Vaishnava says, that he has no more necessity of this pause and necessity. What is that?
Anathis.
Huh?
Anathis.
Now, Anathis. This talk here, no more this material necessity. But he does not know that he cannot be without necessity. That is not. They simply negate this partness. It's like disease. I do not want disease. But that does not mean I do not want health. So these askers, they're thinking that we do not want anymore this material one. Brahma Sattva Jagadmi. But Bhakta says, no, you must have real things. Then you can cease from these unreal necessities. Otherwise, after living for some time, then Brahma Sattva, then will come, oh, let me go again to open hospital. Let me get me something, please. No asks. But he cannot do arujyatitrina param padam tatam patanti adha. We are living in the day. We require envious man. Necessity. So, give up necessities means his rescue necessities. And hunger for him. There's a trace of the mind. He's unlikely. He has no necessity. Why is crying from going? He has given up the whole world, sunless. And why is crying for Govinda? That is the illness. ගොවින් ලක් විරහේ නම ගොවින් ලක් necessity, Govinda is not about the, again, life. Again, Vrindavan, again, Gopi, again, dancing, again, it is, again, everything. That
necessity.
It's a necessity, just a necessity of weakness. That's just weakness. It's less than that. Already in necessity of so many things. That's all the necessity of children. At last, we at least feel necessity of a moment. That you cannot avoid. That's all. And then you will be punished. The shoes. When you become a servant of woman, then you know what is the necessity. Become thief, you become rascal, rogue, you be beaten with fools, and everything is wrong. Now these are your necessities. Hippies, they have left no necessity. But the woman is there. They have necessity. Nature is so powerful. We have to feel this necessity, and with this necessity, he is like so many necessities. But the madman does not talk about his motives and needs.
Well, to answer this question of independence,
huh?
They all want to be independent, but there's no chance.
In the kingdom of God, they need to become independent.
Yeah, God is not for everyone. Only for the Brahman. Those are Brahmans. But that Brahmajana is the Brahman. Give them chance to hear, then they will get their idea. But in the beginning, let him be to have childhood. That's all. Marry a friend, his son, send his son, send his son, send his son, send his son.